Welcome to the Sugar Grove Online Events Podcast, Episode 4, recorded July 24th, 2010, Citizen of the Year 2010. This episode is brought to you by D&M Builders. Contact D&M today for new construction, additions, basements, remodeling, and carpentry repairs. Call 630-524-0020 or visit www.dnmbuilders.com.
Sugar Grove Corn Boil. It's great to have everybody out here tonight. Appreciate everybody's patience and coming back tonight to hear who our Citizen of the Year is. You know, Wood, come a little closer so you can hear us and see who this year's recipient is. I'm Sean Michaels, and I'm the Village President, and I'm here with Jamie White, who is the Chamber President, and we are both very happy to be here. Real quickly on the weather. It looks like a front might be moving in. It could be blowing south. If it does come in, it doesn't look like it's going to last too long. So please, you know, take shelter in the school if you don't want to get wet, and come back and enjoy the food and the music and the fireworks. The fireworks are supposed to be spectacular once again this year. So anyways, it's a lot of fun to be here, and we hope everybody's having a good time. All right, well, we are here to award the 2010 Citizen of the Year. And I am amazed at how many people have asked me, who's a Citizen of the Year this year? So it's been a close-kept secret. And it's with a great honor that we're recognizing a lady this year who exemplifies volunteerism. She is the calm behind the storm with the rain coming in. Maybe I'll use that as an analogy. She is involved in so many things, and people don't know it, but she is always the calming factor when they do see her. So Beverly, would you please come up? We'd like to recognize you as our Citizen of the Year. Beverly has really enriched a number of our lives, probably just about everybody's life, in Sugar Grove with her involvement. She works hard and tirelessly helping our community show us that volunteerism can enrich all our lives. She's inspired, and she inspires herself. For the past 20 years, Beverly has graciously volunteered her own time and efforts to the Sugar Grove Chamber of Commerce, the Sugar Grove Library Friends, the Sugar Grove Corn Boil, Sugar Grove Historical Society, the Sugar Grove Park District Garden Club, the Canelin Junior Achievements, WINS, Illinois Reading Council, Boy Scouts of America, the American Library Association, and all our organizations. So she is a very busy lady. So we want to recognize you and thank you for all your hard work and making Sugar Grove a better place to live.
Thank you, Sean.
Let me present you the plaque. She's used to being up here doing all the work herself. I have to do it now. Beverly is, we established Citizen of the Year in 1998, and some of the past recipients are here. Chris Davolt's here. Dave Serafin was here earlier. Joe Wolf's been around. Pat Graceffa, Karen Pritchard, Arnie and Burl Lifite, Kevin Tindall, Delmer and Ruth Kriegbaum, Stan Anderson and Terry Siebert. And then last year's award was Jim Wilhelm from JNS, and him and his family have once again really helped us out. So thank you, Jim and Stephanie. We appreciate it.
Beverly, thank you very much for all you've done with the Chamber. We're very pleased to present you with this gift basket that contains a number of gifts donated from various Chamber of Commerce members here in Sugar Grove. It's Judy and Don Adams, Tastefully Simple consultant Audrey Ritchie, Beth Jones of Source Therapeutic Massage. You get a nice massage from her. Some Tupperware from Indra and Greg Singh. Paige Kruger at PJ Creations. That's some jewelry. The Big Fat Soap Company. State Representative Kay Hatcher. The Fireside Grill and Open Range Southwest Grill at the Bliss Creek Golf Course. Rulins Food Service. The Catering Gourmets. The Elburn Herald. Thank you, Bo. Castle Bank. American Heartland Bank. Of course, the Village of Sugar Grove. Sean, thank you very much for all you put into it. Sugar Grove Library Friends, near and dear to your heart. the Sugar Grove Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Sugar Grove Farmers Market, and the Sugar Grove Library. Thank you to all our chamber businesses who have donated and put forth a lot of time and effort into making these things in the village a success, but by all means, rewarding you and recognizing you for all you've done for the chamber for so many years.
Thank you. This is really quite an honor and most unexpected. I've told my good friend Pat Persefa for years, honestly, I'm not eligible. I don't live in Sugar Grove.
We're giving her this presentation. We're giving her residency for a year.
So I feel quite honored to be a doctor. Thank you. I'm most appreciative to be honored among such exemplary previous winners of this award. Thank you for that recognition. I'm most inspired to move forward, to keep doing what I do. I like to be the worker bee, to help take care of things and make it happen here in Sugar Grove. And for my family, I'm most appreciative that you share me with this town. Thank you.
We thank the family as well. Beverly spends a lot of time in Sugar Grove, and we really appreciate it. So thank you, and thank you all for coming out, and please spend some time and recognize Beverly. Thank you.